This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
This podcast contains explicit content and is not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Welcome back to Always the Last to Know. I'm Ash.
I'm Katie.
What's going on, Katie?
So much. Every time I come back from one of these breaks, I seem to have expanded the idea of busy. So I did this really silly thing where I got a really grown-up job.
And you're like, why am I the adult in the room?
Oh, yeah. The adult in the room. So yeah, Katie works like a crazy grown-up job, at least 40 to 45 hours a week. And then I'm also now on the board for a nonprofit, the Rainbow Rose Center, hashtag plug, that supports the queer community of York County. And now we're kind of expanding into other counties.
Oh, good.
And then I've got this, I've got Gabe, I've got Mike, I've got everything in the entire world. I'm doing everything for some reason. School. I forgot about school.
You know, yeah, and program. School just started.
School just started back up, that grad program that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I tell Mike every day I'm taking it hour by hour. If I think too far ahead of that, I get really overwhelmed.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I think that's a smart way to frame it. Look at you using the knowledge that you've learned in school and on the job now for your own
keeping my well-being shit together. I love my job. It's been great. It will mean that I'm going to be a little bit more private. I mean, wild concept. I'm already pretty private on here for someone who has a podcast, but it will just mean like less work antic. Yeah. I won't be talking about how I spend my time or anything like that. If you're recognizing this voice, turn the podcast off, kiddo. You know who you are. Yeah, so things have been good. Things have been busy. I'm really happy with where everything's going. It's been a lot. My life has changed a lot.
So, like, obviously, we needed to take some time to figure out how to work this podcast and recording and scheduling and editing and all that fun stuff and all of the research that we do. We needed to take some time to figure out a way to schedule all these things and not make ourselves feel insane.
We still do, though. Let's be so clear. We still feel so insane.
I mean, actually, like, how can I not feel insane right now? I mean, obviously, we haven't been here since before Election Day.
Oh my god.
It's just been a real crazy ride since then.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, this actually explains so much. So I deleted all my social media.
Yeah, oh yeah. So Katie deleted all of their social media. TikTok, you have Blue Sky.
Yeah, TikTok, Blue Sky, but I got rid of all of my Meta. I'm okay, everyone. Thank you so much for all of the kind check-in messages that I've been getting. I hadn't quite put together that we haven't recorded since the election, so I have literally just fallen off the face of the internet.
We recently got messages on Instagram from Hannah and from Megan. Thank y'all so much for checking in with us. And this is the update that I told them would be coming in the messages, but thank you for checking on us. And I think both of them mentioned or at least one of them did, mentioned how they hadn't heard from us since before Election Day, and like, you hope we're doing okay. And I was like, yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on besides just what's going on in the world, gestures broadly at everything. Elon did a Nazi salute. Elon did a Nazi
salute on
stage. And now he's doing a coup, and he's got access to all the monies.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I feel like I can't even, like, cover everything in this. Can we all just collectively say, hey, this is fucking insane?
This is wild.
I don't have much more to say about that. Every day is a fucking... I wake up and I go, what's it going to be today?
Yeah, every day is an awful mystery. It's the worst. Please Google red cards. You can print them out in multiple languages for any of your friends. So that's the best way of doing that. Don't forget, you're not the person you were in 2016. That's all I've got. That's all I remember. I'm sure there's so much more. Guys, the second Beetlejuice movie was so good. Yellow Jackets comes out on the 14th. Epic. Vilma.
Epic the musical.
Epic the musical has become my entire personality. What else? What else? What else?
It's gonna be my birthday on Saturday. Yeah. Probably the day I release this. And yes. Hey, we're gonna meet Vilma for the first time.
And we'll be with Vilma.
Yeah.
You should take that out. That is not a safe thing to put on the internet.
That's correct. I'm going to take it out.
I'm going to take it out. Oh, we have. Unfortunately, this isn't just like a group video chat with all of our best friends. Unfortunately. The internet is a dangerous place.
Dangerous.
I like forgot how many death threats I used to get just for having pronouns.
The bitch has pronouns.
The bitch has pronouns. Yes. If you live in New York City, message Ashley.
Yes.
On the pod. And
specifically on Saturday the 8th.
On Saturday the 8th. And then we'll...
Probably today.
We will discuss sending you our location.
It'll be an open conversation.
Yes.
Speaking of my birthday.
Yeah, speaking of Ashley... Me.
I'll give you my update and why I truly in the past few months had no mental bandwidth to be able to like and physical bandwidth to sit there and edit things and do research for long periods of times and could not really commit myself mentally to doing the podcast for a bit. So this is about my health and I'm just going to be really open and honest because this is something that I didn't even know existed and I wish that I had because I think I would have taken some more preventative measures. So I'm going to be open and honest about what exactly I have been experiencing. Back in the beginning of July of 2024, I got a fucking UTI, which is a normal thing that happens to people. I think the last one I had was like in fucking high school though. So it's been a while. After multiple rounds of antibiotics, I felt like it wasn't going away. I was constantly in, like, physical and mental anguish from literally needing to pee all the fucking time. And, like, if you're my friends, you know, like, Katie knows, I've always just been a frequent peer. It's kind of just how I've always been. So, like, literally having to go every 20 to 30 minutes for over a month was a fucking nightmare. And then I, within that time, started to see different doctors. I think I saw my GP at least 4 times throughout all of this, going to my gyno, which also then led me to find out that I have polyps in my uterus, going to my gyno, which explains a lot of the pain that I experience. The next person that I saw was a urologist at the suggestion of my gynecologist. What I thought was a UTI that wouldn't go away really was, it did start from a UTI. Like, let's be clear about that. At one point, I did actually have one, and then every test just kept coming back negative for any bacteria. So it was like, why the fuck is this still happening? Why do I have, like, horrible pain and bloating and like having to pee all the time? And it was just fucking with my mental health. I couldn't even like make it through the drive into work without feeling like I was gonna explode. Like it was driving me fucking insane. my urologist, she absolutely incredible. If you need a urologist and you're in New Jersey, hit me up. I'll give you her information because I love her very much. And she really is the person who like helped me find my mental center again when it came to all of this. She ended up having me do an ultrasound of my kidneys and my bladder. They didn't really see anything on my bladder. I did find out something about my kidneys, but it's definitely not, like, it's not an issue, and I don't think it will become an issue. It's not, like, the cause of what I'm experiencing. So then the conversation that we had was, let's change your diet and see if we can figure out if there are things that are triggering you. The words interstitial cystitis, aka painful bladder syndrome, were told to me in that appointment of like what this could be. Katie can tell you, I literally was logging my food and doing a ton of research on what could be possible triggers or flare foods. I cut out everything spicy. And this is just to begin with. I cut out everything spicy. I cut out coffee. I cut out sodas. And I was still having bad days. So I went back to my urologist, and through everything, interstitial cystitis is a diagnosis by elimination, or they can go in and probe, because there's two different types of interstitial cystitis. There's a type with lesions in your bladder, and there's a type without it. After a lot of looking into it, we're almost certain mine is the one without lesions, which is good because I think that there is a better chance of remission without the lesions, because with the lesions, they would need to go in and essentially cauterize them. She gave me an official diagnosis of interstitial cystitis, and I went back to the drawing board again and did a shit ton of research on foods that are triggers. I have joined so many Facebook support groups, and I've learned so much. So now I am on a low histamine, no acid. I really try to avoid that as much as possible. No acid, gluten-free diet. I don't quite log my foods anymore. The only time that I do it, instead of daily and like potentially turning that into an eating disorder within itself because of some of my past issues, I now only log things if I try a new food and I don't know if it's going to flare me up or not. So that's about how I handle everything now, but I finally have like staple foods. Katie has been so fucking incredible throughout this entire time. The app that you sent me, the Fig app, lifesaver, especially with interstitial cystitis being an option on there. That really helps at the grocery store. You've helped me keep it together mentally. There has been a lot of crying throughout this, a lot of very frustrating moments where it was really like the only thing that I could focus on was just my existence of this. And it definitely affected my ability to communicate with other people and my ability to do this that I love, this activity that I love creating with you and for you guys. My job, like, it definitely affected my ability to focus and work because I was up like every 20 to 30 minutes. And it's been months now, but I finally am starting to get like a better handle and understanding on all of this. There are definitely still things that I can continue to do, like pelvic floor therapy. If it gets worse, or if I feel that I just cannot handle the way that it is now, there are other things like interstims that can be implanted inside of me to help with nerve stimulation. But for now, I am being so very careful about everything that I eat. I've only recently started venturing back out to restaurants, and it's honestly been amazing finding places locally that cater to what I need. Cutting out gluten. Thank God I have you to bounce that kind of stuff off of, Katie, because that was like one of the biggest things. I take a daily antihistamine now to keep down. I have certain pills that I can use, acid reducers that help, and I have pain medicine that I can take if a flare-up does happen. So I definitely have been able to like slowly get back into my normal flow of things, my normal mental chaos, instead of like just being always, honestly, I still am always aware of my bladder, but it's getting easier to ignore it. a lot of bladder training, which sounds like crazy because I'm 30, I'm about to be 34 years old, but like bladder training has been one of the best things too, because now I can get back to like an hour or 2 hours before I have to go. And a lot of the things that are triggers or that bring on interstitial cystitis to begin with is, you know, food intolerances, but also stress. And when I told my urologist about the last couple years of my life, not just like the last, you know, 6 months before seeing her, but like the last few years, because stress really does compound on your body. So like multiple council campaigns, the fact that I was a hairstylist for 8 years and used to hold my pee for, you know, a really long time before getting to go while working. And when I told her that I used to be a hairstylist, she goes, "What was the average amount of time that you would hold your pee at work?" And I'd be like, "Oh, 5 to 7 hours." She's like, "Yeah, that's a problem." Stress, that stuff, like the UTI absolutely can cause it. And then for some people, it just doesn't go away. So I think for me, it's definitely been a culmination of several things. She had a very open and honest conversation and frank conversation with me that it was kind of almost bound to happen, especially with the amount of acidy foods and spicy foods that I was eating because I love it so much, and like the amount of coffee that I would intake. It was kind of just bound to happen, unfortunately. And it feels good to be getting back into like some form of normalcy, or I guess like working with it, you know, instead of letting it control me. For a couple months there, it was really, really frustrating physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I just could not give my best to the podcast or to really anything.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, a lot of people who haven't had to make big food changes, diet changes like that, who have been forced to, don't super understand how isolating it is. Mm-hmm. Doing it as an adult. I mean, I imagine doing it as a kid is not easier, but I did my big transition in college and it was like shocking to have this like tangible thing that made me realize like how a part of food, like how a part of our culture food is, and sharing food is, and like mm-hmm. making food for someone. And like, it's one thing, because, you know, you used to have food restrictions where you would get like rashes. Mm-hmm. But now that you have this, I know that you'll agree when you say this, it's one thing when you get a rash and you're like, okay, but when you know it's going to have like painful, long lasting impacts, it's completely different. It's completely different.
Oh my God. And like, dude, even just like such a difference between my chocolate allergy my mm-hmm. whole life, that would give me like high degree fevers, like almost hospitalizing fevers and throwing up, but like so different because I know after a day that's going to be done. But yeah. For this, like if I accidentally eat something that I shouldn't be, like that flare up could last anywhere between like a day and a week. And then it's like, even after that, my body is still taking the time. It never goes back to normal.
Yeah.
And that's just been wild. Absolutely wild.
Yeah. It's a lot. And then to add in like, you know, anything else that's going on with your body, it's just a lot.
It's a lot.
It's just a lot. And
I'm like, this on top of going through a divorce and having to move back in with my parents and just work in general and gestures broadly at the fuckery that is happening around us.
It's a lot. And y'all know me. I'm the first person to say, drop your responsibilities. Go to bed. And like at the end of the day, as much as we love this podcast and this like passion project that we want to keep doing for as long as we possibly can, when it comes to things that we can drop, a lot of times this is the only one. And even though it's one that brings us like so much joy, like there have been so many times where I've been talking to Mike and I'm just like, I don't have enough time in the fucking day. And he's like, what if you know, ended the podcast? Like, never. Yeah. Out of my dead hands.
I would rather take a small break than just end it.
Yeah. So like that's not necessarily gonna happen. There could be a small break, could be 6 months.
Yeah.
You never know.
We did take a couple of, we took a bit longer of a break than we meant to this time, honestly.
Yeah. Guys, I have like a work computer and work phone. It's it's like wild how grown up my job is.
Yeah, yeah. We do have that last Sackler episode for y'all. It's just going to be a little... Just give us a couple more weeks and we'll be back.
Just give us a little bit longer.
Just a little bit longer. We will be dropping, and honestly, I'll probably drop it if I can before this even comes out, but we do have part one of our Edgar Casey episode for any patrons. I am so sorry for also making you wait. I hope that this has been explanation enough of why it's taken me so long. But part one, because this guy's life is wild. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for messaging us and checking on us and making sure we're okay. Are we okay? Sweet. No, but we love you. And we're here.
Oh, we're here 100%. For you. We're absolutely here for you.
I still have my social media. I have my TikTok, my Instagram. We might get rid of the podcast's Instagram, y'all. We're gonna make a blue sky. We got rid of the Twitter. Fuck calling it X. It's Twitter. Fuck that Nazi pizza shit. We got rid of that.
We're done with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone now. Oh, shit. There's one more thing I wanted to say. Yeah, I mean, if you search Always the Last to Know podcast, if a social media pops up, it's most likely us. It'd be wild if there were imposters.
It would be wild if there were imposters.
Wild. Oh. Y'all, my lovely little babies. I appreciate your thoughts when Donald Trump announced releasing the JFK files.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this.
I think it is so sweet that your love for this mystery and the truth coming out to blind the fact that it was Donald Trump who said he was going to do something. Do we think that's going to happen? No. He doesn't follow through. But please, like, turn to Jack Schlossberger and just see everything that he's talking about and his mom. He has a really good perspective.
Jack. I would much rather listen to Jack JFK's grandson than Trump or RFK.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like, you know, he has a thing against like JFK conspiracy theorists, which in a way means that Jack and I might not necessarily see eye to eye on some things.
But we still love him.
I love that man so much.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think of all of the JFK conspirists.
Conspiracists.
Thank you.
I hope I'm right.
Who knows? That, like, I would be closer to someone that he can, like, see where I'm coming from.
And have an actual good conversation with in good faith.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think what happened to his grandfather's a fucking tragedy.
Yeah.
But I really don't like the story that they're trying to paint of Donald Trump being, like, the only one who's, like, brave and true enough to tell us the truth about JFK. And then now if something happens where it doesn't come out, he gets to say, I wanted to do this, I wanted to tell you the truth, but they're trying to silence me, I'm the best, only listen to me, fucking nonsense. And, like, I will not fall into that narrative, and I will not fall into this idea that he is like shitting all over these past presidents and past people in order to like uplift himself as if he's done any fucking good ever. Well, so then, if the JFK documents come out, okay, cool, I was wrong, he actually did follow through, but it stands by the fact that he's trying to use himself to make himself look better, and that's a weird way of doing it. I would have much rather him go to Caroline Kennedy and the Kennedy family first and say, hello, I would like to declassify these documents, but I also understand that, like, this is your dad and maybe you want to see them first. Maybe yeah. You want to see whatever I can declassify first, and then you tell me if you're comfortable with whatever. Who knows what images or whatever could come out.
A decent human would have done that.
Yeah, there was definitely a better way of doing this. And I think that possibly, maybe I like to think any other person would have been more cool about that. I'm not necessarily sure what the Kennedys have to say about the RFK assassination. What is left to declassify? I'm genuinely unsure. I'm not even saying that as, like, a what the fuck are you talking about, Donald Trump? Like, I thought that that was, like, a pretty open and shut case. Am I missing a fucking conspiracy that
I'm not the person to ask about that. I have no idea.
Right, like, what the fuck?
I'm waiting for you to tell me about the assassination. I don't know.
Yeah, so listeners, let me know if I'm apparently missing a conspiracy, because even in, you know, reading about it seems pretty open and shut to me, but okay. Yeah, there's a lot going on with the Kennedy family right now. RFK Jr., go fuck yourself. Somewhere on an interview, I have told an interviewer on the record that I think RFK Jr. is garbage and that JFK would be so disappointed in him.
I mean, facts. You and I were even talking and you were like, oh, Papa Kennedy would have been like so disappointed because of just the way that they were all media trained, and he gave so much like acting training to all of them to like act right, and like, this is who we have.
Yeah.
This is who we have.
Because at the very least, if the behavior. All the rumors of JFK and RFK are to be, let's just say they're all true. So his philandering, all of the meth, all of that crazy stuff, let's say it's all true. None of it has been recorded. But we have RFK Jr. coming up on stage and saying that he's got fucking worms in his brain. Excuse me? Excuse me? What? Like, the shit that he says is so fucking so wild.
Yeah.
Like, Papa Kennedy was an anti-Semitic piece of shit, and even he would look at RFK standing next to fucking Elon and being like, what the fuck are you doing?
He would literally be so embarrassed. You are bringing so much shame to your family name.
The dude who sent Rosemary away would be embarrassed by your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Reflect on that, you disgusting piece of shit, and maybe drink some pasteurized milk. And maybe then you wouldn't have worms in your fucking brain? I don't know.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Oh my God.
I hate that man. I hate that man so much, because before he stepped onto the stage, I used to talk about how much I loved and respected the Kennedys, and no one looked at me twice. And now I have to give a whole fucking thing. A whole, like, well, wait a second. Not that Kennedy.
Asterisks. Disclaimer. Not RFK Jr.
Like, how dare he?
Honestly, I love how vocal Jack is on social media, making fun of his... Is it uncle? Is it cousin? Cousin? Second cousin, I think?
Yes, cousin.
Cousin of a sort of variety.
Yeah. Oh shit, you're right. Second cousin. That is right.
Right?
Because it's his mom's cousin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Second cousin. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I fucking hate that shit, but whatever. Embarrassing. That's the
super
point.
Fucking embarrassing. Jack Schlossberg, I love you.
I really want to run in with him in the city. He's always recording TikToks on the streets of New York City.
I know, we need to send his videos to Yuval and be like, hey man, where is this?
Find him for me.
Tell us where he is.
I promise we're not going to stalk you.
No, I'm going to. No way, I shouldn't say that. Even though I've already texted it multiple times, being like, I'm going to stalk him and we'll find him for your birthday.
Yep, birthday goals. That would be my Super Bowl, running into Jack Schlossberg.
Do you think that Reputation's coming out this weekend?
No, because I still am in the party that thinks the debut is coming out before Reputation does.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't think Reputation comes out this weekend, but I think it comes out first.
I truly, especially now knowing that apparently Trump's going to the Super Bowl, I truly want Taylor to come out on stage.
Not only is apparently Trump going to the Super Bowl, but Travis is, no matter who the president is, very honored that he's gonna be there.
I saw that. Apparently he skipped other questions during that interview, and I'm like, you could have just skipped that one. You actually didn't have to answer it.
You could have stood on business.
Yeah, you could have stood on business, or you could have skipped it. They're trying to catch you in a gotcha moment, and they kind of fucking did.
And they fucking did.
Yeah.
Because I could think of a lot of people, if they were president, I wouldn't be honored. Donald Trump included.
Mm-hmm. I literally sent you and Spencer a TikTok just mere hours ago of a different football player who was asked a pretty similar question, like, oh, is there added pressure since Trump will be in attendance? And he just goes, no. And like laughed. And I was like, that's the energy, Travis. That's the energy.
Ridiculous.
That man was on stage. Wasn't he on stage while Elon did that fucking salute?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Whatever. It still happened at his fucking inauguration party.
Yeah, yeah. I've only seen clips. I mean, he's still the fucking reason that Elon Musk was there. Let's be real factual here.
So, like, don't give us that, well, it doesn't matter who's in the office. I don't fucking care.
That's a wild thing to say. I care so much.
That man has said so many disgusting things about your fucking girlfriend. Say something.
Well, it doesn't matter who.
I assure you it does.
Oh, he can't say shit because of the MAGA Mahomes. I'm so mad about it.
Yeah, me too. The hugging was unnecessary.
The hugging, the like, I've been texting her every night for weeks because I'm just so nervous that my boyfriend might not win his game. What about your boyfriend's CTE? What about that, Taylor?
Literally. That's actually, ever since she started dating him, you and I have been having that conversation.
Because what was happening right before Taylor and Travis started dating? The NFL was getting in a lot of fucking trouble for the shit that they've known about CTE ruining the lives of their players. And them just not giving a single ounce of fucks at all. It's a goddamn problem. And you see them shaking their heads around and ramming into shit. And it's just absolutely, it's out of control.
We'll be looking at pretty flowers in a botanical garden while people are smashing their heads together on national TV.
That's actually going to be the best way to do that.
Best Super Bowl Sunday ever.
Yeah, for sure.
That's our update. I mean, don't really have much else. I'm just having weird medical anomalies and, Katie's got a super fucking busy schedule.
Yeah, I have a schedule of 25 hours in a 24-hour day. We'll find out. But come summertime, all summer's paid off. So
yes, I'm so excited.
That's where the good stuff comes in.
Fuck yeah. Literally, I said to Katie, I was like, I'm feeling kind of rusty right before we started recording. How the fuck do we even end this?
I am going to try super duper hard to get the Sackler episode as soon as possible. And we hope that you guys have a great week. And we will talk to you later.
Do not let them steal your joy. Everything right now is being pushed out at us as quickly as fucking possible because they want us overwhelmed. They want us overwhelmed. They want us to be exhausted so that we cannot organize. I need you to try to keep as clear of a mind as you possibly can. If you need to take breaks from social media, that's exactly what you do. And then I need you to organize. Organize within your communities, organize with your friends, organize with your families, and remember to stay happy and keep your joy because that's what they hate the fucking most, and they cannot take our joy from us. I'm about to have a very queer, joyful birthday, and I'm gonna have it be the best fucking weekend that I've had in a while because I don't want these fucks to take that from me. I love you all very much.
Hell yeah.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.